of genocide. And Marion Ingram, 87-year-old Holocaust survivor, about to turn 88. We thank you for sharing your experience. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Dakota, and Oji-Cree people, and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation. Welcome to Voyage, November the 8th. Feels like February the 8th out there. Well, actually, no, but it does seem like early winter out there. Funny day, sort of rainy, snowy, miserable, gray. If you're in Winnipeg, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, well, maybe you're somewhere warmer or nicer or whatever. I don't know, whatever. This program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock here at CKUW. Some of the best in the world of jazz, as always. So that'll cheer you up and keep you going when perhaps the rest of your world is looking a little gray as well. But as always, there will be some really neat music today. Hope you can stay tuned. Go through the playlist briefly before I go back to do it in more detail as I'm playing each of the artists. I'm going to start with a new album by a Canadian composer, arranger, educator, Darcy James Argue, who puts together his secret society every now and then and records some fantastic music. I'm going to start the program with that. Then a brand new album called Trio San, S-A-N, which apparently is Japanese for three, and it's Satoko Fuji's new trio, and it is just incredible. Following that, saxophonist Kevin Sun has come up with two interesting albums released simultaneously, and there's some very fine playing on those. I'll talk about that when I get there. And then Angelica Sanchez, a very avant-garde pianist with also a brand new album, and that will follow Kevin's son. Following that, my historical segment, and I was, as you may be aware, the theme song that you just heard is called Voyage, and it's was written by Kenny Barron, who is actually playing piano on that track, and it was performed by saxophonist Stan Getz. Every now and then, something triggered in my mind, and I pulled out one of the most interesting Stan Getz albums over the years. It's called Focus, with a string orchestra behind him, and I will have a few things to say about that album when we get there, but it'll be my historical segment today, is Stan Getz's Focus album. Following that, a couple of Canadian bands with interesting names. The first band is called Sick Boss, and the second one's called George. There you go. There's a couple of bands. They're both Canadian, and some really interesting music there. Following that, alto player David Binney with some further samples from his latest album. And I'll end the program probably with as much as I can play of pianist Joey Alexander, that's been drifting around at the end of my playlist for the last couple of weeks and hasn't really been given full recognition. So that may happen toward the end of the show. Getting back to the beginning now, Darcy James Argue, as I say, he is Canadian, but he has what he calls his secret society that he puts together every now and then and records large ensemble music that he has composed and arranged quite remarkably, as a matter of fact. This newest album is called Dynamic Maximum Tension. and it has some very interesting people. I'm not going to go through the whole list. He has sort of a regular group of folks that perform with him on his albums most of the time. Just like Maria Schneider does. Stick around and just play for him, but he pulls them together for his band. And people like Dave Pietro on piccolo flute, alto flute, Sam Sadagursky on clarinet, along with John Ellis and Carl Maraghi. Seneca Black on trumpet and flugelhorn, along with Lysol Whitaker, Matt Holman, Ingrid Jensen on flugelhorn and other things as well. Brandon Lee on trumpet, Ryan Keberly on trombone. There's just Jennifer Wharton on bass trombone. I have a new album by her, as a matter of fact, that I should be sampling soon, but where she is leader. Jan Wicken on drum set, Sarah Caswell on violin on a couple of tracks. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant sneaks in on voice from one track. And this is really good stuff. There's a couple of big bands that if you catch the name, in this case, Darcy James argued, well, it's you can be sure of getting some excellent, excellent music. The album is called Dynamic Maximum Tension, and it's named after the three words that inventor and futurist Buckminster Fuller combined to form his personal brand, Dymaxion, a term reflecting Buckminster's desire to get the most out of his materials, his utopian vision of his designs. You may remember the Buckminster Dome at the Expo 67 in Montreal, that sort of thing. Fascinating person, and this album is sort of a tribute to the sort of vision of inclusion and the right way to treat society, for example, that Buckminster Fuller represented. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the Dynamic Maximum Tension, and the first one called Your Enemies Are Asleep. That would be nice, but unlikely, however. And the second track is called Code Breaker. Here are two tracks from the great Darcy James Argue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Darcy James argues Secret Society from the album Dynamic Maximum Tension. That last track was called Codebreaker. He's a major talent, and I can't imagine what being in one of his classes would be like, as he's an educator as well. And it's 10:21 Central Standard Time. Here in Winnipeg, you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Moving along now to a brand new album. Actually, I may be actually cheating by a day or two, although that's considered okay in the broadcast world. The official release is the 10th, but I think that there's always a few days ahead of that when the record company starts selling this and so on and so forth. Pianist-composer Satoko Fuji, who is incredibly prolific. Her creativity just knows no bounds. She just is always thinking of new ways to deliver music across a huge range, and she's incredibly competent. That's an amazing woman. This new trio called Trio San has, along with Satoko Fuji on piano, it has Taiko Saito on vibes, and drummer Yuko Oshima. All of them apparently shared some compositional tasks as well for this. This is avant-garde music that is really quite extraordinary. It has accessibility. I mean, not hummable tunes by any means, but there is a sense of energy within a peaceful context, if I can put it that way. I'll let you make up your own minds when you listen to some of this, but this is absolutely contemporary, right off the hopper music. But it can communicate, and the more I listen to it, the more it just makes me want to sit back and absolutely enjoy it. Here is Trio San with two tracks. The first one, excuse me, the first one is called Soba, S-O-B-A, and the second one is simply called Wa, W-A. Here is Satoko Fuji's new Trio San. Thank you. Trio San with pianist, composer, leader Satoko Fuji's new trio. And the music there is quite remarkable. That last track, actually both of those tracks, have a little more energy and whatever. Often on the other tracks, there are sustained long notes, quiet, melodic moments. A very extraordinary album to my ear, and you're going to be hearing more of that. I'm a fan of Satoko Fuji, as you know, if you listen regularly. She is remarkably inventive, and this trio has some really fine moments on that album. It it's called Hibiki, and it's on Jazz Door label. Another change in pace and mood now. Saxophonist Kevin Sun is also does some very interesting releases, and often double albums and all sorts of neat stuff. He has two albums that have come out virtually simultaneously. One is called, hang on a second here because I'm not playing it today, From All This Stillness. And the other one is called The Depths of Memory. That's the one I'm playing today. It came out in a couple of weeks ago, end of October, anyhow. And it has some remarkable sort of compositional experimentation on both of these albums. Slightly different personnel, but they move back and forth. Trumpeter Adam O'Farrell is one of the regulars here. Pianist Dana Saul. And two rhythm sections, bassist Walter Stinson and drummer Matt Honor, alternating with bassist Simon Wilson and drummer Dion Siok. Now, they move back and forth on both of these albums, so it's I'm sure you don't, it doesn't really matter specifically who you're listening to. You're hearing some very interesting music. I'm going to play a fairly lengthy set here. It's from the album called The Depths of Memory, and it's eponymous cycle 1, 2, and 3, which will run, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. If I decided I was going to play them all, I'm going to play one, and they need to be heard together. They're three parts of the same sort of set, and consequently, I'm going to play here Kevin Sun on saxophone with his band with eponymous cycle numbers 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.